Ladies and gentlemen, the Daily EMT Tidbits is a new added feature to this NREMT prep series where we discuss something EMT related. Okay, what is your EMT tidbit today? All right, ladies and gentlemen, your EMT tidbit for today is involuntary consent. We have already talked about informed and implied consent, so now we're going to hit involuntary consent. Remember, this consent applies to patients who are A, mentally ill, B, in a behavioral psychological crisis, or C, developmentally delayed. You should attempt to obtain consent from a guardian or conservator. Now, it may not always be possible to obtain such consent, so you need to understand your local provisions. For example, in most states, law enforcement can put this person into protective custody, allowing you to transfer them to a medical facility. So it's very important to understand your local protocols. Okay, that's it. Good luck. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram @TheEMTTutor for up-to-date information about this podcast.